Hello, and welcome. I'm Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Milking. Yes, my sweet little pet. I'm going to put you in the middle of your very own pornographic experience. I want you to feel what it feels like to be wanted, needed, to be used sexually the way you crave. And where I'm going to take you, you are going to feel safe as much as you feel needed. So I want you to go ahead and lay back, my pet. Lay back, naked preferably. And once you're naked, you can cover with a blanket. That's fine by me. But I need your arms to your sides. Your legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. And you're going to close those eyes and shut out all the world around you. And breathe. Breathe nice and slow and deliberate. Breathe in the clean, clear oxygen that exists around you. Let it break up your resistance. Let it break up the barriers. And then as you exhale, you're going to expel tension, worry, anxiety. Each cycle of breath will assist you in letting it all go. Completely and thoroughly letting go. As you look into the black, velvety darkness of your mind, I want you to see what looks like a perfect circle made of white chalk. I want you to see it very clearly. Nothing inside the circle, nothing around the circle. Just a perfect circle made of chalk. In a few moments, I'm going to place numbers from 10 all the way down to 1 inside this circle. Each number represents a level, a layer of awareness, of consciousness. And as each number rises and holds, it will then dissolve, evaporate into the nothing from whence it come, and you will slide through the circle down, down, deeper and deeper, to a place of pure peace. So let's begin. I want you to see me as though I'm writing inside your mind with a white piece of chalk. See the number? 10. 10 inside the circle, 10 inside your mind. 10 is now. The thought processes you use now, the tension you have now. And then you're simply going to let it go. There you go. Release it. Let yourself sink beneath it. Calm and still as you let go. Go down. Down. Until you see the 9. 9. 1. Step down, and already you feel a sense of relief. Your body growing heavy and numb, calm and still as you continue the descent down. Subconscious mind. all is raw and real. Let the nine go. You don't need it anymore. Release it, let it evaporate, let it dissolve, empty the circle. Free yourself of another layer, of another level, sinking down deeper and deeper. You can feel yourself becoming free as you sink down to another world more wondrous than your own dreams. Deeper and deeper until you see that wonderful eight. The round, wonderful, soft curves of the eight. You're starting to feel. Connect with the numbers you see, for the less you think, the more room you have to feel, and you can feel. The round, soft curves of the eight, even as they dissipate. Another layer gone. Your body, heavy and numb, calm and still, sinks down, down. Letting go has never felt as wonderful as it feels now. As you slide down and watch the seven rise in the center of the circle, in the center of your mind. Everything here feels familiar. Safe and wonderful. This is where you go every night. You lay your head on your pillow and you let go. Everything is automatic from this point on. Everything is all about feeling. From this point on, with or without thought, doesn't matter how your day, how rough your thoughts, everything becomes automatic, and you automatically let the seven go, let it dissolve into nothingness, and slide deeper down. Inside the circle, the round, wonderful curves of the six. You feel them, and they feel wonderful. And you're ready to let go, to slide deeper down. So you let the six go. Let it go and slide beneath it easily, effortlessly down, down, down to the five, halfway down. And yet you feel so much deeper. You're on the downhill slide now. Every number takes you twice as deep, twice as fast. And you're ready. Let the five. Let it go, let it dissolve, slide beneath it, go. go down, down to the four. You see it different than all the other numbers, denser and thicker, made of brick and mortar instead of chalk. This is all your obstacles and hindrances shoved into one number. But it doesn't matter. Everything is automatic. And your mind automatically explodes, bursts this number into thousands and thousands of droplets of liquid light that rain down, clearing out the circle, clearing out your mind, going deeper and deeper, past all obstacles and hindrances. You're sliding down so much easier now as you slide to that three. The wonderful round curves of the three. You can see. You can feel. And this three dissolves as you slide to the two. Down. Down, let it go. Slide heavy and numb, calm and still. Down, down to the one. Through the one, the layer, the filter. You can see the beautiful darkness of your subconscious mind. And you let the one go. The last level, the last layer that blocks you, and you float peacefully down through the black, velvety darkness of your subconscious mind. You find yourself gently, easily being lowered down, down. You find yourself beneath the night sky. You've been driving all night. You've been driving down a windy, deserted road. Mile after mile disappearing before your eyes as you watch the countryside fly right by. It's been such a long time since you'd seen another car, or much else besides countryside. Not that you'd expect to see much in such a rural area of the country. But the beautiful stars in the night sky twinkle above you so clear, so perfect. Fields of wheat and corn gently moving in the wind. Stalks reaching up to the sky make it impossible to see beyond them. Row after row after row. Then in the distance you can see a light lighting up a billboard. As you get closer, you can see a torso of a beautiful woman with exceptionally large breasts leaning forward, holding a fresh bottle of milk in one of those old-fashioned glass bottles, advertising her freshly squeezed milk. Odd choice of words. You cannot decide if the milk looks delicious or if it's those breasts. Your cock responds favorably with a quick twitch as you pass the first billboard. After a few more miles of driving through this long, dark country road, you notice another billboard. The same big-breasted woman, this time seated, wearing a short white nurse's uniform. Not the kind you'd see in a hospital, but the kind you'd see in a Halloween store. Or a porn movie. Surely this can't be real. Billboard after billboard passing by. This nursery milkmaid with her breasts popping out of her uniform are getting more and more seductive. You find yourself starting to look for them. The roads are empty and uninteresting. And this is the only thing to keep you from drifting off. From drifting away. She keeps you at attention and you can feel your body responding field after field. No stores. No houses. Just deserted road. And then you see another billboard. This time not just the one beauty, but three of them. Three little nursemaids all holding empty old-fashioned milk bottles. This time they're all empty. The women beautiful, the smiles welcoming. But something in their eyes is wicked and seductive. You can't place your finger on it, but then again, it's not the finger that's reaching out to touch them. You can't help but smile at the nasty thought that runs through your head. Your gas is growing low and there's nothing for miles. But as you come around a corner, you can see a huge white two-story building. It looks so oddly out of place, so new in such an old, deserted area. This beautiful two-story white building with giant bottles of milk on the side. And lucky for you, a well-lit gas station in front. You pull into the gas station, completely deserted. But there are lights on in the one and only door. A glass door to the white building. No windows. Just a glass door. But you can see through it. With all the lights on in it, you can see all these women that you've been seeing on the billboards. And more. They're real. Wearing these tiny little mini nurses' outfits with plunging breast zippers up the front, some lower than others. Every kind of woman that you've ever imagined is here. You can see them busily scurrying about, doing their work. All those high heels. You want to hear what it sounds like as they click upon the floor. But you're afraid of interfering. You want a closer look. You slowly walk up the gravel road to the paved entryway that holds the glass door. You gently press your face to it. And you can see these women. You can feel your body responding to these women. All those low-cut uniforms. Surely they can't be nurses. It must be something else. And then one of the women spots you. And she smiles. Much to your surprise, you thought she would be upset, but not at all. She's so welcoming, her little clipboard in one arm. She opens the door with the other. She's welcoming you, but you find yourself mute. You just smile. She leads you by the arm and tells you, "We've been waiting for you. We're so glad to have you here. You're exactly the most perfect specimen that we have been looking for. Do you mind if I see all of you?" Without saying a word, you strip down naked. Excited to be naked in front of her. You don't have to ask you twice. She reaches down and gently fondles your balls. Her eyes open wide. "Oh, nice. Yes, so very nice. follow me, won't you? You nod your head. You'll go anywhere, she asks. She walks you up a set of marble stairs, pulling you through a well-lit hallway, opening a door to a dark room. You can hear the moans and groans of other men, but you don't know what that is. You don't care. Certainly this must be a strip club of some sort. This can't be real. But this beautiful nurse holds you closely where you can feel her big, beautiful breasts rubbing against your arm. You follow her anywhere, you know that. You follow her through the darkness. She begins to explain. Slide down. Face down. Your eyes can look through these two holes, and your cock slides through this hole. For you see you're actually in a ceiling. So you lie down exactly as she tells you, where she tells you. Once you're comfortably in place, you can feel her locking restraints around your arms, around your legs. You can't move. Now, this might take you by surprise, but as you look through the holes, you can see lots of women with empty milk glasses walking around. You can see down. You can see between that nice cleavage. You can see their beautiful bodies. You can see them walking around in what looks like a very sterile environment. Some of the glass jars in various states of filling, filled to various points. And then one of the women comes to you. She's looking up at your eyes. She shows you a jar. And she says, this one is yours. She licks her red, creamy lips and smiles the perfect smile. Her wicked laugh almost worries you, but not quite. You can see the hunger, that sexual hunger in her eyes, looking at you like a piece of steak. And you don't mind. You're excited. Excited to be used by such beautiful women. Women the likes you have never seen. Especially all together. Knowing that they want you. All of them. They want you. They need your seed. She holds the glass up and tells you, and we're going to have you fill it up. We've been waiting for you, looking for you. And then you can feel a warm hand as she moves toward you, her arm outstretched. So you can still see her breasts as she wraps those very soft yet stern fingers around your semi-hard shaft. And as she begins to stroke, your toes begin to curl. You can see her breasts jiggling as she squeezes, as she milks. Now you know. All the groaning you heard. All the other men being milked by all the other nurses. You are one of many. You are in for the milking of your life. And you want it. Crave it. You want to feed her the seed. Feed the seed. Give the seed. Give her what she needs. Feed her your seed. She's milking you harder, her breasts jiggling faster. She looks up at you and smiles, moving the glass toward your cock. You can feel your bulbous head starting to firm, hitting against the glass. She's stroking harder and harder, and you can feel your balls growing fatter and fatter, but you want to hold it. You don't want to come yet. It feels so good. You want it to continue forever. And she can feel your hesitance. She can feel you trying to hold back, and she looks up at you and she says, "You're not leaving, my sweet pet. Not until the whole glass is filled." And then you realize it's gonna take many orgasms to fill this glass. So you can let it go. You can feel it rising with each thrust, with each pump. It's getting harder and fatter. And she unzips her blouse a little more. You can see the nipples poking out, the view in with which you're looking. You can't stop looking. Your eyes glued to her beautiful chest. And then she trades up. She pulls her hand away, looks up and smiles. Shift change. And up walks a woman with even bigger breasts. A woman you may have seen before. Maybe on TV, maybe in a movie, maybe it's not her. But the most beautiful woman that you've ever wanted to touch you, she is now milking you, her hand firmly wrapped around that thick, veiny piece of meat that dangles from the ceiling of the milking room. And you are there. The glass firmly placed right beneath your firm, bulbous head as they squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. You can feel it. You can't stop. It's almost as they know exactly what to do, what to hit, how to do it. It's as though your body's secrets are no longer secrets, as though they can read your mind, read your mind. Squeeze after squeeze, it's the fastest you've ever felt it rise. The fastest. Oh, you can feel it, you can feel it. It's going to come. It's going to explode. It's going to erupt. Here it comes. Here it comes. Fill the glass. Squirt it in the glass. Squirt it in the glass. Let it come. Let it go. You'll be anything they want you to be. Let them use you as they want to use you. And as you release and let go, you know it's time to drift off for a little nap. But first, the big-breasted gal shows you the amount of cum you have squirted into your little milk jar. And she smiles. Get comfy. You're going to be here for a long, long while. And with that, you can feel yourself as though you've been so intoxicatingly drained that you could sleep forever. But these women are only going to give you an hour. And then the milking would begin again. And you can feel yourself drifting. drifting back off to sleep, back off to the black velvety darkness of your mind. And as I pull you up from this place, your thoughts will lead you here again and again, filling up the glass. One, heavy and numb, keeping eyes closed. Two, so very, very relaxed, the body heavy and numb like dead weight. Three, gravity pushing your body back down. Four, heavy and numb, calm and still. Five, open your eyes. Take a deep breath and stretch. Yes, milking always feels good. And you can go back anytime you like. You know they will be waiting for you. There's no resisting them. You've been there once. You will be there twice, three times, four times. You will fill the glass because you want to. Have a wickedly wonderful night.